Welcome to Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C, where we listen and learn God's great story. Today, the story of Samson. There came a time where the Israelites, God's chosen people, had turned away from God. So God allowed the Philistines to rule over them. But God hadn't given up on his people. He still had plans for them. One day, he sent an angel to a man named Manoah and his wife.
I'm here as a messenger of the Lord to tell you that you will become pregnant.
But I'm barren.
Your Lord can do miracles.
If this is true, if God is giving us this child, how are we to raise him?
He should never drink fermented drinks, nor should he ever, ever cut his hair.
We will make sure of that. Manoah, we are going to have a child.
And God is going to do great things through him.
True to the angel's word, Manoah and his wife had a baby, and his name was Samson. He grew and was blessed by the Lord. As he became a man, he was known to be the strongest man in the land.
Mother, father, I'm home.
Hello, Samson. Dinner's on the table.
I have something I need you to do for me.
What is it, son?
I met a girl, and she is very pretty.
Oh, no. You must introduce me.
I intend to marry her.
Do we know her family?
Probably not. She's a Philistine.
A Philistine!
Samson, can't you choose a wife from our own people? One who honors our Lord? Well, I've already decided. She will be my wife.
Samson's parents did not want to do this, but he eventually convinced them, and the two were engaged to be married. One day, sometime before the wedding, Samson was working the fields when a lion jumped out at him.
Ah, father will be happy by how well the grain is growing.
Ah, no! Beast, stop! Get off, lion! I won't be your lunch today, and I will make sure you never attack anyone again. I have the strength to kill a lion. Imagine what else I could do.
Samson had told no one that he had killed the lion. But a short time later, on his way to his wedding feast, he noticed that bees had built a honeycomb inside the lion's carcass. That gave him an idea. He went on to the feast, which in those days lasted for 7 days.
Ah, the groom at his wedding's feast. Never thought I would be attending a wedding of an Israelite. Do you really think you are good enough?
I am a man of great strength and intelligence, worthy of a beautiful Philistine wife.
You think you are smart and worthy?
Well, if you think you are smarter than I am, perhaps you can solve a riddle.
Then we might attach a wager to it.
Certainly. If you can solve my riddle, I will give you 30 sets of clothing. But if you can't, you will give me 30 sets of clothing.
I will take that wager. Now, what is the riddle?
Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet.
Huh?
You have until the end of the wedding celebration to give me your answer.
Now, of course, Samson was talking about the honey in the body of the dead lion. It was a tricky riddle. The Philistine talked with his friends, but he still couldn't figure out what it was. So, instead of coming up with an answer, they came up with a plan.
We won't be able to figure out this, but you could find out the answer.
How exactly am I supposed to do that? Samson is betrothed to be married.
That's his weakness. His wife-to-be can find out the answer for us.
But even if he told her the answer, why should she tell us?
We will give her a reason to.
For us, little miss, we'll burn your father's household and we'll kill your whole family.
But Samson never mentioned the riddle. I don't know the answer. Please don't do this.
Well then, you better find out the answer.
Darling, what's wrong? You should be full of joy. This is a week of celebration.
Oh, Samson, how am I supposed to celebrate when the man who's supposed to love me is keeping secrets from me?
Secrets? What are you talking about?
I heard about the riddle, the strong and sweet, but here I am, the woman you say you love, yet I don't know these things.
But I do love you. I promise, I do.
If that's true, then tell me the answer.
After a lot of persuading, Samson's wife asked him every day that week. Eventually, Samson gave in and told her the answer. She then immediately told the men she made the wager with.
Samson, it's been quite the celebration this week.
Indeed. And it's also the last day for you to solve my riddle. Have you brought me the 30 sets of clothes?
I come with something better. The answer to your riddle.
Oh.
What could be sweeter than honey or stronger than a lion? Surely the answer must be honey in the body of a lion.
How?
If you could get those clothes delivered next week, that will be great.
But there's no way.
Seems like you're a bit of a bad loser, Samson.
My wife-to-be, you got her to tell you, didn't you? You lying cheat.
Perhaps, but one who has the right answer. Pay up, Samson.
Samson was angry. In fact, he was so angry, he went and killed 30 men in town and gave their clothes to the men who won the bet.
I've paid up what I owe. Now, where's my wife?
Your wife?
My wife-to-be. Your daughter. You promised her to me. We are getting married today.
I didn't think you still want to marry her after what she did. I had her marry your best man instead.
What?
Throughout Samson's life, he showed quite a temper. His strength was growing every day. He was by far the strongest man in the land, but his temper was going right along his strength. And this latest bit of news made him even angrier, so angry that he set fire to the fields of the Philistines, destroying all their crops. But Samson didn't learn his lesson from any of this. Soon he fell in love with another Philistine woman named Delilah, and he married her.
Oh, I'm so happy, Samson.
So am I, Delilah.
But soon something very familiar developed along the lines of what happened with his first fiance.
Delilah, if you tell us what we have to do to make Samson lose his strength, we will each reward you with 11 pieces of silver.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
So she asked Samson, and he told her if he was tied up with 7 fresh bowstrings, he would lose his superior strength. This wasn't true, of course, but Delilah told the Philistine leaders, and while Samson slept, they tied him with the 7 bowstrings.
There. Last one. Now, let's see what happens.
Samson! Oh, Samson, wake up! The Philistines are here!
What? Where? Why are my arms tied up? He's free! The cords didn't hold him!
How dare you! I will make you pay for this!
Go! Go!
3 more times Delilah begged Samson to tell her the center of his strength. Each time the same thing happened. He lied to her, and then she would tell the Philistine rulers. They obviously attacked him, and again Samson proved his strength till one day.
How can you say you love me when you won't tell me the truth? Over and over, you made me a fool by not telling me the secret of your great strength. Like, we're married and I don't know your secret.
Fine. Stop, woman. I will tell you.
The truth?
It's my hair. I've been dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me and I would be as weak as any other man.
And that is the real reason for your strength?
Yes. That is the truth. The real truth. Now, will you stop nagging me? Let me rest.
Alright, I'll be gone for some time.
Gosh, it's time to collect my reward and tell the leaders that I know everything. Samson! Samson! The Philistines are here!
Again? Woman, just let me be.
Ah, we have you now.
Ah, I can't. My strength is gone.
The Philistines had finally done it. They had shaved Samson's head and the Lord had removed his blessing. Samson's arrogance had caused him to break his oath with the Lord. The Philistines enslaved Samson, tying him up, mocking him. They gouged out his eyes so that he could no longer see. Sometime later, thousands of the most powerful Philistines gathered for a feast, and the people called out to see Samson so they could mock the man who used to be so strong.
Come this way.
I'm coming.
But what the people didn't notice is that with the time that Samson had been held in captivity, his hair began to grow back.
Please remember, Lord God. And Lord, please make me strong just one more time. Let me pay the Philistines for what they did to my eyes.
What?
I think I can see the pieces of ceiling falling.
Samson died that day along with thousands of Philistines. The Bible tells us that he killed more of his enemies on that day than during his entire life. Samson served God for 20 years, but in his pride and arrogance, he disobeyed the Lord. He was humbled and broken, but in the end, he turned back to God, and God used him to accomplish his purposes. All right, kids. That is the end of today's story. Let's do a little bit of reflecting before we end today's episode. Wow, Samson was quite a character in God's story, and he's not a role model. He makes bad choices throughout his adult life. He had little control over his temper. People easily manipulated him. He was violent and very arrogant. What a surprising person for God to choose. On the surface, his life looked like a disaster, but God does not just work on the surface. He had long-term plans to free his people from the evil Philistines who had taken over Israel. Nothing could stop God's plans, not even a deeply flawed man like Samson. But the people could not see God's big plan. They could only see Samson messing up time after time until finally he seemed utterly defeated and humbled. God gave Samson incredible strength, but Samson relied on that strength instead of on God. Only when Samson's strength was gone was he able to repent, and then God put his plan into action. God was able to destroy all the Philistine leaders in one blow and free his people. What an incredible story. I hope you enjoyed today's story, guys, as much as I did. But it was kind of aggravating, but I enjoyed it. But today, our memory verse is Judges chapter 14, verse 4. Go and memorize the verse, you know. Learn more. If you want to read more about the story, then you can do that in the book of Judges. All right. But before we end today's show, we're going to go into a quick quiz with your favorite C.
Hey there, kids. I am back again. So we are going to start our quiz. Question number one. Why were Samson's parents angry with his choice of bride? Answer, she was a Philistine. Question number two. What did Samson later find in the mouth of the lion he killed? Mm-hmm. The answer is a beehive with honey. And the last question, kids, is what was the name of Samson's wife? The answer is Delilah. Then that's it, kids. I hope, like always, you got everything right. Because for me, even if you are wrong, you are still right. Just know that. Yes. So join us once again next week, Monday, on Ooh Baby Bible Stories with ZNC.
Bye. Bye.
Every single week, let your mommy and daddy help.